Tuesday, June 3, 2008. From Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Hilary Klopper. Making headlines today. Local government delegates on Monday kicked off a two-day climate change summit that would hopefully result in a number of practical steps and proposals for policy and regulation regarding climate change to be implemented at the local level. The need to balance a growing economy with environmental sustainability was highlighted by various speakers from local government, including City of Johannesburg Executive Mayor Amos Masondo. Delegates hoped to emerge from the summit with a local government declaration that could be adopted towards a lower carbon economy with clearer strategies and aims. Going forward, cities would be required to operate in new ways, with clear and decisive policies for climate change mitigation and adaption, which included participation from the public sector, the private sector, and NGOs. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa would on Thursday hold public hearings in Pretoria to consider the proposed Eskom wind farm to be constructed near Kokkenaap in the Vredendal area of the Western Cape. The project would involve the development of a wind farm with an initial capacity of 100 megawatts, which was likely to be increased to 200 megawatts. The plant would enable the storage of renewable energy for use during evening peak demand. The wind farm was expected to be operational by early 2010 and would be South Africa's second commercial wind farm, following the launch of the first such wind farm near Darling in the Western Cape 2 weeks ago. The world coal shortfall will last at least 2 or 3 years and could reach 70 million tonnes a year, Arch Coal Chairperson and CEO Steve Leer said on Monday. Leer said the shortfall has driven recent price increases, with benchmark US coal prices doubling in the past year to more than $100 a tonne, but he declined to predict how high prices might go. He forecast a strong market for at least 2 or 3 years, saying it will take at least that long to ease rail and port bottlenecks in Australia and electric power shortages in South Africa, both key producing countries. Also making headlines, house prices fall on rates rise and new credit laws. World Trade Organization mediator suspends talks on industrial goods. Telkom approached by Mbele Lit Consortium. DRD Gold says Blaifwer miners back at work. Caledonia completes sale of SA Mine. And Aquarius loses 1,300 ounces after Everest workers down tools. In political news, the AU and UN are to name a joint Darfur mediator. Somali traders in march against xenophobic attacks. Mugabe left out of UN summit dinner. Cape Bar Council meets on Chlope. And a G8 draft shows the US blocking emissions targets. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.